You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Columbia paper is reporting the Davenport family, operators of Tollgate Holsteins in Ancrumdale, was recently recognized by the Agrimark Dairy Farmer Cooperative for their efforts to produce exceptionally high-quality milk in 2017. Quote, "Superior milk quality is the key to our award-winning Cabot and McAdam products. Our farm families take pride in their brands and work hard to produce the best milk possible because it translates into high-quality dairy products for our consumers and increases their income," end quote. Agrimark CEO Ed Townley said in a press release. Jim and Karen Davenport, along with two other families, will be recognized at the Agrimark annual meeting in April, where they will receive plaques and cash prizes. The Davenports have won in the top quality producer category on 8 previous occasions. Jim Davenport is the president of the Columbia County Farm Bureau. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Bill Mahoney is reporting for Politico New York. Jeff Beals, one of 7 Democratic candidates competing in the 19th Congressional District primary in June, is facing questions about the source of funds he loaned to his campaign last year. Beals has dismissed the issue as a paperwork glitch. In June of 2017, Beals filed a financial disclosure report with the clerk of the House of Representatives that identified no personal assets and, with his wife, a combined annual salary of $72,500. In a campaign finance disclosure report filed 16 days later with the Federal Election Commission, Beals claimed that he contributed $56,000 of his own money to the campaign. That caught the attention of several district residents, and at least 2 complaints were subsequently submitted to federal officials. Craig Holman of Public Citizen called the behavior, quote, highly suspicious. In a letter to Politico on April 4th, the campaign claimed because Beals intended to make the loan at the time of the financial disclosure, quote, acknowledging assets that would no longer be in his possession and were intended for filings with the Federal Election Commission was contrary to the open and transparent nature of the filing requirements, end quote. Zach Foyer, a local co-founder of an anti-John Faso group, said Beals' response, quote, does not hold water. He said, quote, it does not stand up to any logical scrutiny, and it makes me seriously doubt his integrity and his ability to be the Democratic nominee, end quote. Multiple people suggested the money may have come from his father, Alan Beals, the campaign's treasurer. Foyer said he's, quote, heard consistent rumors, end quote, to that effect. You can read the full story at Politico New York. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. For the first time since the 2013 passage of the SAFE Act in New York, gun owners must recertify their registration if they own assault weapons. The law banned new sales of assault weapons statewide and required those who already owned the weapons to register those firearms with state police. The law also requires that assault weapon registrations be recertified every 5 years. The law expanded the definition of assault weapons as any rifle, pistol, or shotgun that uses a detachable magazine and has one of many military features, including flash suppressors, folding stocks, bayonet lugs, and heat shields. Since the SAFE Act went into effect in 2013, nearly 24,000 people have applied to register their assault-style weapons, registering a total of more than 44,000 guns. The SAFE Act also requires handgun owners to recertify every 5 years. That process has gone slowly. According to a report from National Public Radio, 20% of affected handgun owners have failed to comply with the requirement 4 months after the January deadline. To recertify an assault weapon, gun owners are advised to go online to troopers.ny.gov/firearms/assault_weapons.php. This web address is listed on the WGXC newsroom page. Anyone with questions about the process can call 1-855-LAW-GUNS. That's 1-855-529-4867. You can read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation and New York State Energy Research and Development Authority have designated Dutchess County as a climate smart community. Legislator Rebecca Edwards said the designation follows work by the county's Environmental Management Council, which has completed many projects that contributed to certification in the program. Quote, they found that in a lot of our public works projects and things like that, Dutchess has already been factoring these things in, and we haven't really been getting credit from the state because we haven't been part of the Climate Smart program. But we have some points accumulated because of the good work people have done, so we can kind of now take advantage of that in some grants and things that will be beneficial to taxpayers here," end quote, Edwards said. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXE News Update.